Welcome to Talking Movies, I'm Spling. This week we begin the second episode of the two-part series, The Many Masks of Benedict Cumberbatch. The actor has been described as the king of impressionists based on his ability to impersonate people. This probably explains how he's managed to accumulate such a broad range of performances over the last two decades. Cumberbatch became known for his critically acclaimed performance as a modern Sherlock Holmes in Sherlock, a role that garnered many awards and has overshadowed his acting career. Having played the brilliant mind of Sherlock, most of his performances have had a similar edge, making him the go-to when it comes to playing characters of rare intelligence. Having been nominated for his lead performances in Power of the Dog and The Imitation Game, it seems inevitable that he will eventually land that coveted golden statuette. Here are a few of his most memorable masks. Alan Turing, The Imitation Game, 2014. Benedict Cumberbatch seems to be more concerned with capturing the essence of his characters than making a dramatic transformation by way of prosthetics or makeup. Slight adjustments are acceptable, but the actor prides himself on being able to transport audiences with the minutiae of his performances. The Imitation Game finds Cumberbatch reaching for greatness opposite an equally admirable Keira Knightley. Playing the British cryptographer and genius, the film made some startling revelations about the strategy around the Enigma decoding machine. Offering nuance and yet another thoughtful performance, Cumberbatch allows an equal measure of himself and Turing to carry the performance in a more authentic and grounded fashion. Dr. Stephen Strange, Doctor Strange, 2016. Having played professors, inventors, scientists, and many forms of genius, adding neurosurgeon to the mix didn't seem like that big a leap. Just like Robert Downey Jr. had his detractors before the launch of Iron Man, there must have been a few question marks hanging over the head of Cumberbatch before taking on Doctor Strange. Any doubts were quickly quashed with Cumberbatch's performance, injecting life and wonder into the role. Swishing about, it's refreshing to have an actor of Cumberbatch's caliber donning a superhero cape and veritable sidekick. While spectacle seems to be trumping star quality in today's blockbuster world of superheroes and fast cars, this casting decision does show some promise, even if Cumberbatch is best served in a leading role. Thomas Edison, The Current War, 2017. The Current War was a surefire hit on paper, but unfortunately it didn't reach its full potential. In spite of its heavyweight matchup between Benedict Cumberbatch as Thomas Edison and Michael Shannon as George Westinghouse. The historical drama portrayed the epic saga as both Americans tried to push their agendas in a bid to see which electric power delivery system would serve the United States. While Cumberbatch relishes the opportunity to play Edison, who's rarely portrayed in contemporary film, his performance is undermined by the character's distance with both men waging war without offering enough points of identification. Still, it's wonderful to see Cumberbatch working his way into roles like playing with a Rubik's Cube. Dominic Cummings, Brexit, 2019. In Brexit, Cumberbatch plays Dominic Cummings, an undeniable kingpin in the Brexit crisis and Leave EU campaign. Reminiscent of Sherlock Holmes for his strategy, the social network-type TV film treats the Brexit debacle like a sports drama, with each team trying to outplay the other. A tense, smart, timely exploration of the behind-the-scenes campaigning with digital rights, it's a fascinating political drama with Cumberbatch chiming in with another magnificent and transformative performance as Cummings. Phil Burbank, The Power of the Dog, 2021. Now best known for playing Doctor Strange based on the Marvel Cinematic Universe's popularity, it must come as some surprise for some fanboys who watch Doctor Strange in anything else. While Cumberbatch may have been mostly drawn to the paycheck and refreshing change of direction in bringing Doctor Strange to life, he shows he's still got what it takes with the revisionist Western and psychological drama, The Power of the Dog. Taking a step down in terms of the art of cinema with a role as a comic book hero, he dismisses any naysayers with an Oscar-nominated performance firing on all cylinders in Jane Campion's widely acclaimed actor's showcase, The Power of the Dog. Unlucky not to win for his immense performance as the toxic powerhouse that is Phil Burbank, it showed Cumberbatch's true Oscar intent with a string of high-profile nominations for this performance. Louis Wayne, The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne, 2021. Benedict Cumberbatch is a charming, entertaining, and witty man, as evidenced by his talk show appearances, but as funny as he is, his fascinatingly elongated face leans in the direction of drama. Constantly playing genii, possibly an overhang from one of his most famous roles as a modern Sherlock Holmes, the actor dabbles in this headspace, again in this delightful, biographical, and historical romance drama about Louis Wayne's fascination with the enigmatic creatures known as cats. The electrical life of Louis Wayne is tender, warm, and at its witty best when an awkward Benedict Cumberbatch and heartfelt Claire Foy share the screen, compelled by a peculiar romance between these fine co-leads. Their electricity is palpable as an upstairs-downstairs romance plays out against the old, quaint, and snooty values of the time. For more movie reviews, interviews, and previous Talking Movies podcasts, visit splingmovies.com. And remember, don't wing it, spling it.